This week saw two big stories in data analytics: the acquisition of Tableau by Salesforce, and the continuing struggles of the Hadoop market, with MapR on the verge of dissolution and Cloudera getting crushed in the markets. I'm not sure how much of a difference the Tableau acquisition will make. Tableau is big, long past the aggressive startup innovation phase. They are the de facto market leader in a significant enterprise space. I don't really think they're leading the innovation front there. I don't love the combination. I've never much admired Salesforce's product line, and I don't see obvious synergies. But Tableau is big enough and important enough that the acquisition will probably do little harm. Like any other future casting, prognosticating acquisitions is kind of a mug's game. Failure is more common than success, so that's always a better bet. And it's no great feat to predict that any acquisition of a startup by IBM is likely to end poorly. But hey, I was skeptical of the Adobe acquisition of Omniture, and that turned out pretty well. The struggles of the Hadoop market have been obvious for a couple of years now. Hadoop's big moment came when a lot of large enterprises invested a ton of money and resources into building massive analytic warehouses. But those initiatives often struggled under an over-engineered complexity, lack of trained resources, and the challenges of bootstrapping an entire software stack all the way up to the end-user level where Tableau lives. Worse, cloud offered those early adopters a much less tangled, non-IT-gated path to the same kind of scalable data layer. And even if that was, in turn, living on some variant of Hadoop, that did commercial providers like Cloudera little good. I think it's telling that here at Digital Mortar, we run a massive analytics warehouse for shopper behavioral data, and the idea of spinning up our own Hadoop cluster has literally never been a topic for discussion.